And next, we got on the phone Chris Stacey. He's on the line from Leeds right now, and he's the director from the charity Unlock, which provides information, advice to people with criminal convictions.
Hi, Jay.
How are you doing, Chris?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you doing?
Hi,
good.
Chris. I'm going to say hi as well, Liz, and there's Leroy as well.
I want to say hello too.
Hi, you're right.
Right, Chris, would you like to tell us what you do in Unlock?
Sure. So Unlock is a small independent charity that provides information and advice to people with convictions. And the reason we exist really is to try to remove some of the long-term effects that criminal convictions have on people. So the kinds of issues that we deal with are the ones where a criminal record causes people a problem when they're trying to move on with their lives once they've left prison, or maybe just when they've received a conviction at court and, you know, perhaps years down the line that's causing them problems. So we try to provide advice to people in those situations, and we try to change policies and practices that remove those problems.
All right, so how do we all get in touch with you, Chris, to get advice?
So for the purposes of this, perhaps our helpline telephone number is the best way for people to contact us. So our telephone number is 01634 247 350. That's open Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. Through that helpline, which is a confidential peer helpline, we're able to provide information and advice to people. Anybody who might have access to the internet might want to check out our website, and particularly our information hub, which is hub.unlock.org.uk. And from there, we can start to explain, perhaps, if somebody calls us, some of the other things that might be of relevance to them in terms of what we do.
So, Chris, can I ask, what are the main problems people have looking for work as soon as they get out of prison?
Well, I think for us, given the focus that we have, most of the issues for us focus around disclosing convictions, what people do and don't have to disclose. That has recently changed in terms of how long people have to disclose for. So for the first time in 40 years, the Rehabilitation of Offenders Act has been changed. And for a lot of people, not everybody, for a lot of people who have a conviction that resulted in a prison sentence, that will reduce how long they have to disclose for. And what they do and don't have to disclose more broadly, perhaps depending on the type of work that they have to apply for. We deal with a lot of people who are applying for jobs that involve enhanced criminal record checks, so they need to know what they do and don't have to disclose in those situations. So a lot of the stuff that we deal with is around applying for work, keeping work, moving within companies, going for promotions, that kind of thing. And then we also deal with other issues around disclosure. So when people apply for things like insurance, applying for housing, renting a house, getting a mortgage, looking at things like travelling abroad, a whole range of issues where essentially a criminal record can cause problems. Often it doesn't. It's about knowing where you stand legally and where you stand in practice as well, and that's what we try to give some practical advice around.
Because what I think confuses all of us, really, I mean, as you say, the rules have changed about how long this period is.
Yep.
Is that retrospective, or is it?
It is, absolutely.
So if you were convicted in 2011, say, the new rules apply to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I personally was convicted in 2007, and these changes apply to me. And as of when the changes came in on the 10th of March, my conviction became spent. So it does apply to everybody who has previously had a conviction. If I can just sort of set out broadly what those changes are.
Oh, thanks.
Essentially, anybody who has received a prison sentence of up to 4 years can now have their conviction become spent at some point, and how long it takes for a conviction to become spent depends on the length of the sentence that you received. So for example, if you received a 4-month prison sentence, that would take 2 years from the end of the sentence. Now that compares from what it was, which was 7 years from the date of conviction. So there's about 4.5 years shorter disclosure period.
Chris, how do people go about getting these convictions spent? Do they go to their solicitor? Where
that's,
do they go?
That's a fantastic question. So it happens automatically. So so long as you don't get any further convictions, and if you get further convictions, it might change when a conviction becomes spent. But ultimately, for it to become spent, you have to go a period of time without getting any further convictions. So if you had a number of convictions, 3 or 4, and then go through that rehabilitation period, as it's called, so the period of 2 years that I just said, that's known as a rehabilitation period. As long as you don't get reconvicted in that period, your conviction will automatically become spent. And once it is spent, and this is a really important point to realise, once you have a spent conviction, for most jobs, you do not have to legally disclose that. I just picked up on the advice that Samantha was giving from the National Career Service around what people don't have to volunteer. That the Rehabilitation of Offenders Act gives you the legal right, once your conviction is spent, to withhold that information from an employer. So it's a really powerful tool, and it's one of the only pieces of legislation that's there to help people with convictions. The maximum limit previously was anything up to 2.5 years. That's now been increased to anything up to 4 years.
Right, I'm with you now.
So we, I mean, firstly, it's important for us to say that we don't agree that that should be the maximum limit, and we're continuing to try and increase that even further. And so I'm personally sorry for anybody who has received a sentence of more than 4 years, but I know how big a difference this is making to people who were within that gap. Our helpline, we've had people ringing us in tears, you know, having been convicted many years ago, and this brings some bit of an end to a life of feeling like they were, you know, a second-class citizen, if you like.
Yeah, I bet it does. And Chris, any tips for people when they get out?
I think one of the things I would say is people need to know where they stand, and I say that in a very general sense. So a lot of the people that we get contacted by don't understand perhaps what their convictions were, and that sounds like a silly point to make, but if you don't know exactly what you were convicted of and what you were sentenced to, you can't exactly know, for example, what you need to disclose to an employer, when it becomes spent, whether it will always be disclosed on a criminal record check. And so I think some people can make small mistakes like that, where they, you know, might find an employer that was willing to give them a second chance, but when the criminal record check shows something different, that employer withdraws that. So you really need to know exactly what that is. And you can do that. The simplest way to find out your criminal record is to get a copy of your police record, which anybody can do from the local police force. It costs £10, and that will give you exactly what your criminal record is.
And thank you very much, Chris, and thanks for talking to us today. Anyway, we're going to keep it moving to the next track, and this one is by Rich32 himself, and it's a track entitled Stop My Pen From Crying.